An artist in Cologne is working to memorialize individual victims of the Nazis. One at a time, he's embedding small concrete blocks, each topped by a brass plate, in sidewalks across Germany. The blocks already are installed in more than 3,000 towns. Each of these so-called stumbling blocks bears the name and fate of one person killed by Adolf Hitler's Nazi regime. Kyle James reports.
Artist Gunter Dimnig says he got the idea for his stumbling blocks when an elderly woman approached him while he was working on a previous project, one that traced the path gypsies were forced to march on the way to deportation trains.
The woman told me, well, it's pretty good what you are doing here, but in this neighborhood never lived gypsy people. Maybe she never heard about that her neighbors were gypsies.
Or Jews, or homosexuals, or any of the other groups that were persecuted and often killed by the Nazis. Dimnig decided to create his own memorials to these often forgotten people, one person at a time, and he wanted them to be noticed by those going about their everyday lives.
Because big monuments, it's abstract, you have to go there. But my idea was, I wanted to bring the names of the people who were deported back to the homes, their houses where they had lived.
In his studio in Cologne, Dimnig hammers names and dates into the 4x4-inch brass plates which crown the stumbling blocks that he embeds in the sidewalk in front of the house where that person used to live. The inscriptions are short and factual. The individual's name, birth date, and what happened to them, if it's known.
Hier wohnte Willy Hans Alfred Miersch.
It reads, Willy Miersch lived here, born 1907, shot on July 17, 1932. The word deported appears on many others, and many end with the name Auschwitz. Barbara Becker-Jackli is a historian of the Nazi period. She says the memorials put a human face on the horror that Hitler unleashed.
People come upon the blocks for the first time and want to find out more about the people who are mentioned on them. They come to us asking for information and photographs. We're seeing a growing interest in this part of our history, not one that's dwindling.
Michael Rado, head of Cologne's Jewish community, says the stumbling blocks play another role. He says for many Jews, having a marked burial place is important. The millions who were gassed and then cremated were denied that.
Now they have gravestones. Whenever I pass a stone like that, I see the name, I see, let's say, Löwenthal. Now everybody can remember Mr. Löwenthal, and I'm satisfied.
Individuals and schools often contact Dimnig about installing stumbling blocks in their communities. And for just over $100, a stone can be adopted. Johanna Neumann is adopting several. She fled Hamburg in 1939 with her family, eventually ending up in the U.S. The many relatives they left behind were all killed. She recently saw the stumbling blocks for the first time.
You stop and really the emotion goes right through you. Here was a person that perished, that nobody knew about, that nobody did anything about, that nobody tried to help. I saw a lot of names.
But not everyone is comfortable with those names. A few plaques have been vandalized, and one man went to court recently to stop their installation in front of his house. He lost. For NPR News, I'm Kyle James in Berlin.